Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by
Briscoe Brothers.
Jack and Jerry Briscoe, the tag team champions of auto body repair. Don't let your car go down for the count.
Briscoe Brothers.
Briscoe Brothers Body Shop, located in Tampa, Florida. It's worth the drive. Good God, Sophie and Sammy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. I am Robert Salomon. I'd just like to say I apologize for last week's endeavor and all that good stuff. That being said, let's introduce the panelists. First off, we have Josh Henniger.
Good evening, everyone. Stat Boy is in the house.
And from Texas, we have Typho.
Still driving the now aimless Vance Archer bandwagon.
And from New Jersey, we have Jim Williams.
With a special public service announcement right here for our soon-to-be SAT test takers, I have a quick analogy for you, and if you guys want, you can pay very close attention. It goes a little something like this. Jennifer Hudson is to singing One Shining Moment as Lacey Von Erich is to, that's right, doing anything, including trying to form a striptease.
Next up, we have Carl Schneer.
Well said. Nothing to add to that, really. How are y'all guys doing tonight?
And finally, we have, oh, brother, Jason Block.
All right.
Yeah, I made it. I'm sorry. I work has been kicking my rear end so bad, I actually had to take a nap before the podcast. I'm getting old. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. You're not getting old. Everybody else is just getting younger.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. My body doesn't feel like it.
We're going to have a special thing going on in the second half hour of this.
Yes, alert the affiliates.
No, jokes, no nothing. I'm exhausted. Just what happened?
Well, Jason, if you want in a game that we're going to be playing in the last 25 minutes on the show, you're more than welcome to jump in.
All right, sure. Okay, I just hope I'm not.
All right. Jim, you want to lay out of this game?
Sure,
you already
no
know
problem.
What we're doing? Okay.
Sure, no problem. That's fine. I'm half out of it myself, so it's okay.
Okay, you can be
just
my
just like
mouth.
Always.
But anyways, let's get started. We have I'd like to start off with a moment of silence because the wrestling community has lost one of its more well-known stars. Chris Kanyon passed away this past weekend via drug overdose. Some people claim it's suicide. It probably was, but I'm not going to speculate on that. I'd just like to start off the show with a moment of silence on the passing of Chris Champagne Positively Kanyon. Okay. May you rest in peace, Men at Work guy.
And
amen.
One
amen.
More time, who better than Kanyon?
Amen.
Everybody!
Seriously, though, it's a shame that we always seem to find these that creep up more and more in the recent, in the last few years. I mean, it goes with the territory of being a professional wrestler in this day and age. I mean, they got to take so much stuff, and you get addicted to it after a while in some cases. Mm-hmm. It's tragic, quite frankly.
I'm not a fan of Phil Mushnick. By any stretch of the imagination, because he has used the deaths of a lot of wrestlers to get his political point across. That being said, however, he has pointed out rightly that in any other sport or something, mm-hmm. if this would have been a 25 or 30 baseball players dropping dead, you'd have a federal investigation. All I'm saying to you is that Phil Mushnick was way ahead of the game. He pointed about this in Art Bar. It is a tragedy no matter what happens. If Canyon had his demons, so be it. You know?
Right.
You know, that's it.
So this is very sticky. We'll have more information as it comes, as we normally do with these sort of things. The autopsy has not been done. We'll find out more when that comes along. Move along to another big story, which is Christopher Daniels. He has been somehow released by TNA, and somehow his 90-second no-complete clause has run out, because at Ring of Honor's internet pay-per-view event, The Big Bang, he re-debuted.
Uh-huh.
And good for him.
And there's also rumors that one of, Daniel's best friends, Curry Man, is headed to Chikara. Wait a minute, that's not a rumor. It's real.
This is what I like about it. This happened without all the internet idiots even knowing about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this is one of the dumb decisions in the new TNA Hogan Russo era. You have one of the best workers and one of the faces of the X Division in TNA just basically being thrown by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
Because when you have Christopher Daniels, I mean, Daniel Styles, Daniels Joe, Daniels the phone book. I mean, it's anybody in this. Anybody who got in the ring with Christopher Daniels, you got to enjoy yourself. And now the mm-hmm. beneficiaries of that are fans of Ring of Honor and
fans of Chikara as well.
Yeah.
Fans of, actually, should I say, pro wrestling in general.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to story on that later, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We have, I remember, I was just on the WrestleCraft forums a couple days ago, and somebody had this signature. Anybody watch the Simpsons episode where Stan Lee was on there, and he was around the Androids comic book store, comic book guy store,
mm-hmm.
acting out? This guy turned that moment into Hogan and, TNA. The Batmobile was essentially TNA, and he was prodding this kid into getting, trying to make TNA better by trying to insert the Thing into the Batmobile. And the Thing being Brian Knobbs' family being Hulk Hogan, so you know where to go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there have been rumors to the effect that the reason why the ratings have been just absolutely terrible over the last few weeks has been the booking decisions have been Hogan's and Hogan's alone, not Russo's. And if that's true, you can see why things are happening at this particular moment in time.
Yeah. So, Hogan, are you still there, Typho?
Oh boy.
Typho dropped out there for a second.
Okay.
There you go.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry about that, dude.
That's all right.
I had to get a couple other things set up. But anyways, on the subject of TNA. Let's head over to Carl Chenier for this week's report card. Carl.
Well, folks, this week's report card is not even a report card. It's a simple, who the F cares? Honestly.
Yeah.
Rob, can you explain to that right quick?
Yes. the shows, I don't know what you guys thought about it. Me and Carl talked about this before the show and was like, some of the show was okay, both on the night, on the Raw and night, I mean, Impact side.
Okay, Robert's stuck in the 90s again.
Whoa. Wow.
Show's today, but we won't go into that.
I'm sorry. I've just been playing Final Fantasy III for the past couple days, ever since I bought it from a friend's store, Geeks, etc. And go to their website, geeksetconline.com, for all your retro video game needs, smirk.
Cheap plug. Yes.
But anyways, this was a rarity for me when I watched Impact.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there, and this was near the tail end, and we got to the revealing of the lock boxes, the lock box match. I mean,
yeah.
Did Russo come up with that one?
Possibility. Strong one.
Okay.
He's probably been working on that match for about 10 years.
Probably.
All right. I'll just give the stipulation of the match, because to me this was the worst thing that happened this week on air. Eight knockouts fought. Hamada, ODB, Angelina Love, Daphne,
Tara against the beautiful people and Daphne.
And what happened during the match was, it was like an elimination pinfall match where if you pin somebody, you get a numbered key for the lockbox. Now I'm starting to sound like Al Gore and then SNL. Forget, I can't do this anymore.
So pretty much we gave him D's all around.
Yeah, D's for both shows. D pluses for both shows.
Yeah.
Must try harder.
There was a legitimate reason for why I think both wrestling shows didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they knew that they were going to get hammered by the NCAAs.
Was the A-plus event of the night, by the way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you had David Otunga host Raw.
Writing on the wall.
Right, exactly. Both wrestling shows gave up this week. I mean, I actually had a more fun time, believe it or not, on Impact. But, that being said, they knew it was a throwaway. Raw next week, interesting. You're going to put David Hasselhoff on a taped show from the UK versus a taped Impact.
Don't Hasselhoff.
Have him join the straight society.
My honest...
Oh, that would be fun. Oh, that's good. That's a win.
Okay.
His initiation would be having to eat a hamburger while out of his freaking mind.
Yeah.
We'll see how
I'm
drunk he can get.
Feeling.
Oh, God.
Oh,
while
no.
Singing that, he has to eat a hamburger while out of his mind, singing that song.
With B.J. Yes. Thomas across the way in his own mind, no.
Yeah.
And carrying a keg across the ring and hitting finish line. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We got to touch on that one in a minute, yes.
Yeah, we will touch on that one out of a minute.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was hilarious, but let's continue on. I want to finish up the lockbox thing. They had four lockboxes. One of them had the title.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had Poison. The other one had an open contract for any match.
But wait!
Oh, fine. I'll play the sound.
If Russo has a hand in it, you know what the fourth one is, don't you?
Yes.
Something on a pole?
No.
Oh, close, Papo. It's,
I was right.
You got a strip. It's a strip tease. You got to perform a strip tease.
It's a Jericho on a pole match. Oh, wait, that was Tartar, yeah. Yeah.
Trust me, all the Geritol in the world and all the Viagra in the world couldn't get it up while watching that segment.
Oh, boy.
Because here's what happened. Velvet Sky got the open contract. Tara got poisoned back.
Yeah.
And Angelina Love is your new knockout champion. Meaning Daphne had to perform a striptease. Instantly, I said, I quit. Good night. I gave up.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it was funny, but it wasn't, you know, I could use a word which I'm not going to use, you know, it was not.
It was crap.
Yeah, okay.
That works.
It was not main event material any point.
If you're going to go to 8 o'clock, if you're going to, this kind of stems things. If you're going to go to 8 o'clock, you have to have dueling main events. You have to have something in between that little stopgap before 9 o'clock to keep people interested. They kind of had that this week. But in that 10 o'clock hour, they also had, you're heading in towards 10 o'clock, towards the end of your show, you got to have something big, too, the true main event. And that wasn't it.
No.
It was bad.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of that, the move is permanent, correct?
Yes,
the move has been announced by Spike.
Yep.
It is permanent, 8 to 10.
And replays on Thursday.
Back on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll replay on Thursday, which is fine. You know, if you're busy Monday night, you can catch the replay on Thursday.
You know what? I think both moves work, and I'll explain to you why. I think the rating went up 4/10 of a point.
Yeah, actually, it did 50% better than last week.
Yeah, 0.9.
Yeah, a 0.9 from a 0.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
0.6.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Which I think is a great move because you're giving what's the word I'm looking for?
Unopposed
time. Right, exactly.
Time to build up anticipation for basically your strongest part of the show, supposedly, against what should be Raw's weakest part of the show, supposedly.
Which is the open, right.
Right.
Exactly. And the replay was doing same type numbers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was a 0.5.
But I'm just saying, you know, I think this should have been a better move for Spike. Now,
let's talk about Raw.
Okay.
Can we say David Otunga shouldn't be around anywhere near a microphone?
I had no problem with Otunga. What I had the problem with was just the lazy booking.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have the world champion on SmackDown.
Both of them.
Okay. Both of them. Which was Cena versus Swagger. Put them in a match. Together. Okay. One-on-one, non-title, or even unify the titles. Do something totally and positively unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Something like that. What we get was Randy Orton pinning Jack Swagger. Huh?
Gee, you think Orton's going to move to SmackDown in the draft?
Big cluster is what it is, guys.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised.
And then we had a tag team match between Show Miz versus John Cena and Batista. But during that match, Batista channels his inner McMahon and says,
"Oh, hell no!"
and walks out of the match. David Otunga comes out and says, "We're going to do this match again later on in the night as the main event."
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Did we just lose Rob?
Yeah, it seems as though we have.
Oh, boy.
But we can kind of continue his point, though, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, what happened was, during the match, Otunga inserted himself into the main event tag match, and I'm thinking he says he's still here. What happened was Otunga inserted himself in the main event. What would have been interesting is if you have Cena and Otunga win the belts. That would have been fun, maybe, for 1 week to have them the tag title holders. Of course, it would be the lazy booking and saying, you know, the people who have to, you know, the enemies who have to tag each other, all that sort of stuff. But then when Super Cena gets to get the tag, Otunga leaves, Batista comes in after getting his butt kicked, you know, Cena gets his butt kicked, Batista bombs, Cena invokes his rematch clause, last man standing match at Raw at the Extreme Rules. Now, rumor is that Batista wants to get rid of his wrestling career. He wants to retire, believe it or not.
Can you blame him? He's injury prone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
oh, hi, Rob.
Like Ken Kennedy, except over.
Yeah. Oh,
welcome back, Rob. We missed you.
Yeah, we missed you. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it was one of those things where, again, lazy booking. Very
lazy. Lazy Birdie, I think the 3.2 that it drew was more than that show deserved, to be honest with you.
This is how bad it was, guys. Now I got U-verse, and I can control my DVR through my iPhone here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As soon as they finish it, delete, boom, boom, bye-bye.
Bitchin' technology, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of bitchin' technology, let's talk about NXT and their bitchin' technology. By ripping off Double Dare.
No, this has been done before in other Tough Enough style events.
Not forget the Diva Search.
What I was thinking Tuesday night. When did NXT become the Diva Search? Why are they having competitions? Is there going to be a pie eating contest?
Skip Sheffield showing us his boobs. Anyways, I'm sorry. No.
Is Jim Williams care of whatever.
They're exactly. Here's the problem. Okay, let's tackle this one thing. Now, of course, the WWE universe is supposed to be PG-ificated. That's the proper term. So you bring in a keg?
You bring in a keg.
Matt Stryker said it was filled with liquid. He never said what kind of liquid.
Yeah,
that's like Mark Summers saying, okay, the bottom of the Sunday slide is an ice cream gelatin-like substance. It's Jell-O. It's freaking Jell-O. You can't say the name.
It was Kool-Aid or something for all we know.
Haterade. Get it right. Haterade. Anyway.
Yes.
Thank
Haterade.
You, Gordon Pepper.
There you go. yes, Haterade. But, you're right. That's just going like, huh? And we've seen kegs in like this. Anybody see the World's Strongest Man competition on ESPN with the stones?
That was WCW's greatest talent pool back in the day. Remember, they got Doug Furness out of there. Hell, they even got Bill Kazmaier from that one. They stuck a title on him.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I'm just saying, it was not original, but it was not a ripoff of Double Dare.
Here's the problem, though. How long was the first segment?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
I think it was closer to 20, but okay, yeah. It was just too long. Too long, too drawn out.
However, it did give us Daniel Bryan completely blasting Michael Cole.
Oh yeah, that was a win right there.
That was line of the week right there.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He talked about him replacing Jim Ross as commentator.
Oh nice.
Yes. Should I be number one? Should the Miz be a pro? Should David Otunga be the host of Raw? Should Michael Cole be allowed to sit in Jim Ross's position as a commentator? No.
Wow.
Well, at least Daniel Bryan was honest.
Indeed.
And he said it to a whole bunch of people.
This whole thing was said for Michael Tarver to fall flat on his face.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
And he did.
He was like the only one that was, he dropped the damn cake.
Yes.
No, a couple people dropped the cake, but it was behind the line, so they still could go.
Well, over the line.
Which is just bullshit.
Yeah.
You dropped the cake, you dropped the cake.
More and more of Carlito rubs off on Michael Tarver.
That's not cool.
Yes, you're a loser!
Soy un perdedor.
I know, yes. Baby. So why don't you kill me?
Double barrel
shot.
Shoot me now.
Yes.
Get it over.
Right.
Get crazy with the cheese whiz.
Seeing what's happening to Michael Tarver with Carlito as his pro, I feel sorry for the season 2 guy who gets Chavo Guerrero as a pro.
Chavo!
Da, da, da!
His weekly segment will be jobbing to Hornswoggle.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, it works for Kane.
While dressed like a burro, so that'll be even better.
It'll probably be low-key.
Oh, ouch.
Oh. He's still down at FCW.
Yeah,
yep.
He's still there. Yep.
He'll be there, you know.
Wait, didn't he beat Justin Gabriel for the title?
Yeah, I think.
Not sure.
Yeah, Caval is the new FCW champion. He beat Justin Gabriel, which leads me to believe one important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Justin Gabriel's got a future after this, because I think he's done in developmental. He'll be doing some traveling. And how much one bet he'll be Matt Hardy's partner?
Maybe.
This is my thinking. I'm thinking he might win next. NXT.
Rob?
I think he's...
Your facts got screwy. Alex
yes.
Riley is the current FCW champion. He was the one who beat Justin Gabriel.
Alex Riley?
Alex Riley.
Who the hell
FCW
is Alex
champion?
Riley?
He's a guy with a, he's like a varsity jock kind of gimmick. He wears a Letterman jacket and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much his gimmick.
Great, just what we need.
He's done some dark matches before. The last time I saw him in FCW, he was on the Abraham Washington show.
Oh, so Abraham Washington's back on FCW. He's now a commentator.
Yeah, he's doing color with Byron Saxton when Wade Barrett's not there.
And that means Norman Smiley's in charge. Big Wiggle!
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Big Wiggle!
Side note here, the Snorfest in Houston's finally over, thank God.
What was the final score?
8-0.
Ah, you're darn right.
Well, Typho doesn't care. He's a Texas Rangers fan.
Beat Seattle tonight.
Oh!
For the Texas Josh Lewins, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I catch that feed, too.
And I was at Citi Field on Thursday night, freezing my you-know-what off.
Oh, you went to the Mets game?
So, yes.
Yeah, so
where were you seated, dare I ask?
In the nosebleeds. It's April baseball in Queens, which means
right. It's
cold. Oh, my God, it was cold.
Were you near Utley's porch? I mean, right field?
No.
Oh, okay. Just saying.
I'm thinking about hitting up a Mariners game sometime this month.
Say hi to the Moose.
Make sure you go and put Lee's on the mound.
Yeah. No, they placed him on the DL.
Well, whenever.
There you go.
So maybe I'll go when King Felix is pitching.
Or
El
Gutierrez.
Rey de Felix.
Yeah.
Gutierrez bobblehead night.
Brandon Morrow bobblehead night, right.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, those that never watched the BS Big Show, Chris Palmer, wherever the fuck he is, Jim and Carl, the running joke was I had this Mariners calendar, and we just laughed at Brandon Morrow bobblehead night.
An actual promotion for the Seattle Mariners.
Mm-hmm. Last year.
However, this was before they signed Ken Griffey Jr.
back.
So when they signed Ken Griffey Jr., Brandon Morrow bobblehead night, got the axe, and then come Ken Griffey Jr. bobblehead night, and the place got sold out.
There you go.
Cliff Lee comes in. Now, well, wait, he doesn't have a bobblehead this year, does he? No.
I don't think so.
There's a couple of interesting things to note, getting back on topic here.
Yeah,
yes,
let's talk about SmackDown. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Carl.
If you notice lately, you know how McMahon's put a ban on a few things, like you can't call announcers can't call the officials by name no more, can't use the word pro wrestling and blah, blah, blah.
No,
apparently he's lifted that ban.
I never heard this ban, actually.
He did that around last year or so.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
All
right. But he's apparently lifted this ban now, especially on NXT. You can hear him speak about pro wrestling and Facebook and Twitter and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
talk about the indie
show.
And the indie show, yeah.
Yeah. We also actually got an explanation on, you know, the blood thing on SmackDown tonight. Remember how we were all complaining about the blood and how it stops the match?
Oh, yeah. This is fail right here.
Todd Grisham actually gave us an explanation on it tonight.
Huh.
It's actually a pretty solid explanation, and I bought it.
You would.
Would you like this lovely card? Grisham's used card lot. We'll sell it to you.
Okay, what was the explanation? I heard it. I didn't buy it. Go on.
Well, I bought it a little bit, but you know what? I was just like, you know what? They're having a good match, so... No, they do it in UFC. I think the reason they do this is they do it in UFC when there's a whole lot of blood spewing. And they have to check it.
Check and make sure they're okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Swagger got, I think it was his ear that got cut.
I'm sorry. It's the pussification of the WWE. I'm sorry.
It is.
It's
yeah.
Bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. I know UFC maybe, but in wrestling people bleed. There's no stoppage of a match. I'm sorry, it's crap. The crowd crapped on it. I'm sorry, they did.
Yeah, they did. I heard the boos.
If you were going to institute this, you should have. It would have been instituted a long time ago. It wasn't face facts.
Right. I think we pretty much ran the gamut on what we were going to talk about tonight.
Yeah, let's get to the fun part.
Yeah,
well, good night, everybody. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's right, yes.
It's time for fun. Josh, Typho, are you there?
Yes,
yep.
I'm still alive somehow.
Typho, are you there?
Yes.
Jason.
I'm here.
All right. All three of you are entered in an AIM chat room. I want you right now to type in buzz.
I invite me so I can follow along with it.
Oh, sure. Am I still on with you guys?
Yeah.
Hey, you're here.
You're just popping and crackling.
Sorry about that, dude.
Which I think is probably your phone.
Oh. And I forgot, Nikki just called in and we forgot she was on.
Ooh.
Oh,
my. Oh, boy.
Nikki?
Yeah.
Are you here?
No, she's no longer here.
No, it's the limit of five, isn't it?
No, we can go higher than five.
I thought
we've done it for the past 4 weeks.
Hmm.
Oh,
we
no.
We can go as high as 10.
Oh, man.
Someone's going to get another chair shot.
God, yes, someone's
yeah.
going to.
Doo-dah. Oh.
Camptown race is 5 miles long. Oh, da do da. Ow!
I want video.
Hold on, I had to restart my thing, so just give me a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
all right.
There's always going to be buggy
for, you're
somewhere.
In the chat room. Can you type in buzz?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, toys are done.
Okay, could
sorry,
you, could
I
you
had
resend,
to do
resend
it.
Resend the invite, please.
Oh, tonight show with Jay Leno. Pass!
Fail! Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, are you guys in the chat room now?
Everyone's in.
Yeah, they're
okay. Jim, do you have the queue ready?
I sent it to you.
There's a problem with it.
Oh. Well, I can just...
All right, just
I can just
say
do it,
okay?
Off the cuff.
All right, hold on. Let me feeling. Get this straightened up here.
Okay,
now,
tell me when
I was
you're
wondering
ready.
If everybody could hear this.
Okay, I can hear the clap.
Okay, good.
Heard a little.
All right,
turn
good.
It up a little bit.
This sucks. Okay.
Yes, it does.
Let's try this again. Did everybody hear that?
Barely.
No.
Just barely, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll move this a little closer. That should be fine.
Okay.
All
you
right.
guys ready?
Yes.
Time to have some fun.
Welcome back to the game where knowledge is king and lady luck is queen. It's the return of the Joker's Wild. Now,
oh, yeah.
Here's our host, Robert Seidelfin.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim McKay. Everybody, welcome to the NAWC edition of the Joker's Wild 1990 version. Yes, we're going to have some fun today, that I promise you, because you took 30 minutes out of your time, and we're going to try to make it worth your while, as Pat Finn used to say.
Oh, God.
Jason Block hits his head against a wall somewhere.
Well, I know, yeah, go on, just, okay, good.
All right, Josh, Tyson, Jason, welcome to the show.
Okay.
This is a modified version of the 90s version of the Joker's Wild, so let me explain. This is our Joker machine. There are dollar amounts in all three windows. I'll give it a spin and show how it works. On the last wheel is the all-important Joker. Now, each spin determines the value of each correct answer. And as you could probably hear that sound, that means you hit opponent's choice in round one. That is considered a turnover, where your opponents will have a toss-up or control. If they can't get the correct answer, you could try to wrestle the money back. And here's how our version of the Joker's Wild works. I'm going to ask you a question, and if you give me the correct answer, you win the money on the spin, and you retain control. If you miss, your opponents can buzz in and steal your money. So this is kind of like the boring version of the Joker's Wild 90. Fun.
Except we don't use one-word phrases.
Yeah, we don't do words, phrases, persons, or things, and you have to tell me what that means, you know, that sort of thing. This one actually is basic knowledge. $500 ends round one. We say goodbye to the player with the least amount of money. And we do have a question cap, you know, due to time constraints.
Mm-hmm.
Are you three ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Get your hand on your buttons. I have an opening toss-up question for you. Who is the current WWE champion? Nifo.
John Cena.
John Cena's right.
Oh, God.
You see, easy toss-up question. You're in control, Typo, so in the chat room, give it. Just type out spin, and I'll give this wheel a spin. And those wheels are turning. We got 15, 20, Joker! There you go, Typo. Now, you got 20. Joker triples the question, so this correct answer is worth $60.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
In 1997, Bill Goldberg burst onto the scenes in WCW. Currently, he's burst onto the scenes as the host of what game show on Speed?
Bull Run?
Bull Run is right.
I had my finger on the button so quickly.
Yeah, still here. Typo, you got yourself $60 to your retain control, so give it a spin.
All right.
As those wheels are turning, you got 25, 30, 45. $45 question for you, Typho. One of Triple H's heroes is Lemmy, who is the lead singer of what rock group that made Triple H's The Game theme?
Motorhead.
That's right. You're up to $105 now. You're cooking now. Continue to give that wheel a spin. Big wheels keep on turning. 40, 75, 95. Bring up to $200 if you get this right. We have a math question for you, Typho. Enjoy.
All right.
Uh-oh.
If you multiply the sides of WWE's and TNA's old ring, then divide it by UFC's cage sides, what number do you come up with?
You said TNA's old ring, right?
That is correct. Time!
Okay.
Jason.
Three.
Three is right.
Six plus four. I'm sorry, six times four, which is 24.
Six times four is 24 divided by eight, and then you get three. Well
yep.
done. Well done, Jason. You got yourself $95, and you get control.
The game show guru is on the prowl.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
30, 60, $110.
Okay.
Easy money for you, Jason. If you don't get this right, you're kicked off the show.
Okay.
Simple question. What is Ricky the Dragon? Oh, fuck.
Throw
that one out,
Nick. Right,
throw that one out.
Next one.
Hello, I'm Jeff Edwards.
Yeah. Where's the Canadian?
What you are?
Announcer? Anyway.
Welcome to Play the Percentages.
Let's just connect.
Something we do
okay,
in the beginning.
Okay, Jason, I have another question for you. I was going to build off of that one for the next one, but here we go. What is Ricky Steamboat's nickname? Of course, it was the Dragon. So, from Ricky the Dragon Steamboat to Ultimo Dragon. See the logic in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who did he beat in 1997 to win his only WCW television title?
Wow. Of course. That's Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero is incorrect. Josh, Typho.
Alex Wright.
Alex Wright's incorrect. Josh, you want a shot?
I would guess Jushin Thunder Liger?
No, he never held it. It was Lord Steven Regal.
Ooh.
Lord Steven Regal's the correct answer. Back to you, Jason. Give it a spin. That was a tough one. We have some tough ones in here. 5, 25, 50.
Okay.
That's a little double there. Babe Ruth was the Great Bambino, and Shakespeare was the Bard of Avon. But what current TNA wrestler was known as the Future?
Matt Morgan
is incorrect. Josh or Typho? Josh.
The Future, Frankie Kazarian.
Kazarian's right.
I protest because he has called himself the Future.
The Future, but
he could have also accepted Chris Sabin there, but
yeah.
I remember that whole shenanigans.
But
I know
Josh, you got it right. That's $50 and you get a spin.
Spin to win.
Yes, you have a minute to win it. 35, 70, $110 for this question. This could vault you right to the lead. Sweetwater, Texas is the hometown of what longtime rival of Ric Flair and later member of the Four Horsemen?
Wyndham.
Need a little more information than that.
Barry Wyndham.
That's right.
Phew.
You're up to $160, and you get to spin again. As those wheels are spinning, 15, 30, 60. That's another double there. It's math time again. Now, this is a long one, so pay attention. I'll repeat it if you need me to.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply Cena's WWE title reigns with Triple H's total world title reigns. Add Randy Orton's WWE title reigns to that, then divide that by the combined title reigns of Batista and Jeff Hardy. What do you come up with?
Twenty.
That is incorrect. Jason, typo. Jason.
You get 10.
No, you don't. Typo, you want a shot at this?
Throw it away, that crud.
8.
You know what? You should have doubled that because it was 16.
I have a splitting headache. No, because
yeah,
what
you
it,
do
was,
have
was,
a splitting
what
headache.
It was 14 plus 14 times 9, which is 116, plus Randy Orton's is 120, right?
No. I said WWE title reigns, not World Heavyweight Championship title reigns. There's a difference. Josh, you're in control. Give it a spin.
How many
gotcha.
Were there, by the way, in that one?
7.
Okay. 123. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
45, 80, 95.
Not bad.
What video game? Now we have some non-wrestling questions in here mixed up, you know, to liven it up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What video game is the PlayStation 2 all-time best-selling game?
Final Fantasy X.
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
Ow.
Jason.
Mm.
John Madden 09.
That is wrong. Typho, you want to try this?
Grand Theft Auto 3.
No!
Ooh,
but Typho, you were close.
San
that
Andreas.
Is number 5 on the list. It was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Oh.
Dang it.
Over 18 million copies sold. Josh,
nice. Just for
so
one.
My board control?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see that big money go. 20. 40. 55. We know that Ridley Scott's Blade Runner is a good movie, but there was a tag team called the Blade Runners, comprised of Rock and Sting. Sting went on to become the Sting we know all now. But who did Rock become better known as?
The Ultimate Warrior.
Very good.
Step to 215, give it a spin. 35. 85. $110.
Mm-hmm.
WWF is now WWE, but that's thanks to the World Wildlife Fund. What is their mascot?
The panda.
That's it. You're at 325 now. Give it a spin again.
Okay.
Isn't this game fun?
Okay. 50.
60. 110 again. We all enjoyed Pokemon back when it was Red and Blue. Some of us grew out of it, but it's still fun. So, your question is, name one of the original 3 starter Pokemon you got from the Red and Blue games.
Charmander!
That was the first one I had.
Squirtle and Bulbasaur, the other 2.
Yep.
Don't tell a Pokemon nut that.
Yep. No
extra money.
Okay.
Oh, God.
But you're at
no money at all.
$70 from going out. 15. 35. $80. This could put you out. You go on to round 2 of Typho, and unfortunately, Jason will experience something he's never experienced on any game show. He finishes dead last.
Oh, jeez.
Oof.
Would you believe that there is a tag team called Super Smash Brothers?
Oh, yes, I know of them.
They wrestle in Ring of Honor. Now, my question for you is, who is Ring of Honor's current champion?
Ring of Honor's current champ, are you talking tag champs?
No, world champion.
The world champion is one Tyler, wait, yeah, it is Tyler Black.
You ran this around!
Oh, good God.
Sorry, I thought
this
you were going
to... make you, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought you were
we
going
just,
to tag...
You got to put this up on YouTube. Jason Block finishes dead last on a competition.
Well, you know what? It's revenge for last week. I don't, you know, it's okay.
Well, Jason, you only missed it by $10.
Yeah,
so we
well,
thank you for playing.
All right, listen, I assume this is going to go for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, this is going to go on the last 10 minutes. We still have some fun planned out. Well, yeah, this is going to go on the last 10 minutes, but stick around, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, so Josh, 515 to Tampa's 105, you get a spin again. Remember, now we're going to $1,000. Whoever wins plays the bonus game.
Okay, so I continue on spinning?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 35,
85, $115. Woohoo! He was known as the modern marvel in Major League Wrestling, or MLW, and his finisher was the Golden Rule. Name this current announcer for WWE.
Matt Stryker.
That's why they call you the Stat Boy.
Your teacher, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and you get a spin again. 50, 90, $100. Would you believe that Josh Matthews actually wrestled two matches in 2004?
Yes.
Well, he did. Out of those two matches, how many did he win?
He won both.
He sure did. You're up to $730 now, and you get to spin. $70. Bernie Wilson sucks.
Wait a minute,
the
who
end.
Was that again?
Bernie Wilson sucks.
Yes,
she
does.
Is also thinly associated with Diamond Dallas Page. However, using the word thinly and Carney Wilson together should be a federal offense.
Yeah.
Anyways, who currently runs... All right. Diamond Dallas Page currently runs a fitness company. What is the name
yes.
of that company?
Yoga for Regular Guys, or YRG.
You're up to an even $800. Yeah. Hey, so how you doing?
I'm just hanging around.
All right. Hoping for opponents, something to come up. 25, 60, Joker!
Ah, damn.
Oof.
Let's go and end it.
Yep. No, this won't be able to end it. Because if
oh.
no. he's tripled, that means $180. He'll be $20
damn.
Shy.
Damn.
Are you Team Coco?
Yes, I am Team Coco.
Good. Now, name the Tonight Show host that preceded Jay Leno's first run.
Jay Leno's first run? Johnny Carson.
You did.
Hello.
He can go out no matter what he spins, so good luck. $105. Josh, if you get this right, you win the game. Typho,
right.
If you somehow get this question, you double your score. In 1991, the Yellow Dog made his debut in WCW. Who was
mm-hmm.
under the mask as the Yellow Dog?
Brian Pillman.
He sure was.
Get out.
Well, we thank you for playing. We got the home game for you.
But Pat's
get your own wheel. You just bring it on in there.
At least I leave with something.
Yep.
Yes.
A guide to mauling face.
Mm-hmm. And now, can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I have. You might not be able to hear any more sounds because my cordless is about to die.
Okay.
So now we're going to play the bonus game. Isn't this fun, Josh?
So far so good.
Yeah. Now, remember how we said we used questions?
Yes.
Now we're going to reverse the process. Now we're going to go back to definitions.
Woo-hoo! And as we all know, the Joker's Wild is a game of definitions.
Oh, boy.
This is going to be fun.
I hope.
Oh, no.
By the way, how did you guys enjoy the front game of the Joker's Wild?
Meh.
Nothing less from Mr. Blunt.
I never saw this 90s version, so I really don't.
Well, it's a
really?
Modified version that I used to host on Yahoo, so.
This is what this is based off of.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a guy program a game in Flash and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very creative.
Thank
Which
you,
I
Dustin.
Still have.
Thank
okay.
you, Dustin Demovich.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Josh, I'm going to give you up to three definitions. You got to give me the word. For each correct answer, you'll earn you one spin on the Joker machine, okay?
Okay.
Now, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
This phone sucks.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
All right, 60 seconds. All your answers today begin with the letter E.
Letter E. Okay.
Okay. First word, first definition. To apply or devote. To put into service or use. Last definition. To provide with gainful work.
Employ.
That is right. Next word, first definition. A point lying at a boundary. The point at which something ceases. Last definition. An ultimate extent.
End.
That is right. Next word, first definition. To go or come into. To pierce or penetrate. Last definition. To go into a door.
Enter.
That is right. Next word, first definition. An exclusive or privileged group. Singled out on purpose. Last definition. To select by vote.
Pass.
That's select. Next word, first definition. To remove the contents of. To create a vacuum inside or there out thereof. Last definition. To depart from forum in fear of danger.
Pass.
That's evacuate. Next word, first definition. On the same plane or line, having a horizontal surface. Last definition, not an odd number.
Even.
No, not in time.
Damn.
Not bad.
You got three right. That
better.
Means, yeah. You got three right. We're going to give you one for winning the game. So that means you have a total of four spins on the Joker machine. And to win a prize, all you got to do is match the three windows. And what do we have on those wheels today, Jim?
Well, Rob, we have... What do we have? It's been so long since I've done this damn thing. We have cash prizes up to $5,000. We have a fabulous trip around somewhere. We have jewelry. All right,
that's enough. All right, we
have a new car!
Yes, we got a new car up there. Oh,
not
by the way, Josh, if you get Joker at one spin, you get to host this show next week.
Oh!
Are you serious?
That's
no,
the
I'm
real
not.
Prize right there,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, that is the real prize. Joker, you get to host this show, and you can freeze Jokers, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
All
so
right, we're set to do it, and Josh, so
here,
give it a spin.
Here we go!
Spin number one, we got
thank you, Tony Schiavone.
$25,000, Egypt, and jewelry. You want any of those three prizes, you want to keep on spinning?
I want to keep on spinning.
Okay.
He can't
Our
have any
of
the other ones.
Spin number two, folks.
Spin number two.
We got Joker, African Safari, and 10,000. Now you can freeze the Joker if you want to.
Freezing Joker now.
All right, you're freezing the Joker. You want to freeze the African Safari or 10,000?
Can I unfreeze him once I freeze him?
No, you can't.
Then no. We
okay.
keep going.
Spin number three, looking for a couple of jokers.
Step boy.
A car! Joker! You got yourself a car!
Holy hot damn.
But Robert still gets to host the show next week.
There you
Luckily.
Go.
There you go.
It's a That's 2010 it. Matchbox Minimobile.
Alright. That was fun, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad at all, yeah.
And I got quite a bit of questions left, so I'll make up some more questions, and maybe in a couple of months we'll play it.
I'd love to.
Yeah,
that was fun. Let's do it
AKA
again.
AKA Stat Boy ruling Jason Block's four-time Jeopardy champion's face. Round two!
Well, who knows? Might have
ego much?
just remember who won a heck of a lot of money on TV. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, we'll put it to this way. When it really counts, let's see when it happens. Okay?
Good night, everybody. Right. See you next week.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Everybody.
Bye.
Fun times, guys. Fun times.
Yes, it was.
Good night, everybody.